morning. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. We are a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Have you ever sung this one? You probably have. I have. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We cannot provide salvation for ourselves. We can't provide forgiveness for ourselves. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the chorus, of course, the refrain, as they put it in the hymn book, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers in the 19th century, wrote many articles. Many of his sermons were transposed and transcribed. And he had morning and evening the books of devotionals. And here's part of one of the many things that he wrote from John 15:4, abide in me. And of course, that's what John 15:4 has to say. We're to abide in Christ. Communion with Christ is a certain cure for every ill, whether it be the wormwood of woe or the cloying surfeit of earthly delight. Close fellowship with the Lord Jesus will take bitterness from the one and satiety from the other. Live near to Jesus as a Christian, and it is a matter of secondary importance whether thou livest on the mountain of honor or in the valley of humiliation. Living near to Jesus, you're covered with the wings of God, and underneath you are the everlasting arms. Let absolutely nothing keep you from that hallowed fellowship, which is the choice privilege of a soul that is married to the well-beloved. Be not content with an interview now and then, a little visit, but seek always to retain Christ's company. For only in His presence do you have comfort and safety. Jesus should not be unto us a friend who calls upon us now and then, but Jesus must be the friend with whom we walk at all times. We have a difficult road before us. You're a traveler to heaven. You can't get there without your guide. You have to pass through the fiery furnace.
Don't go there unless you, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, have God, the Son, to be your companion. You've got to storm the Jericho of your own corruptions. So don't attempt the warfare until, like Joshua, you've seen the captain of the Lord's hosts, the captain of your salvation, with his sword drawn in his hand. You're to meet the Esau of many temptations. So don't meet him until at Jabbok's brook thou hast laid hold upon the angel and prevailed. In every case, in every condition, you will need Jesus. But most of all, when the iron gates of death shall open to you, keep yourself close to your soul's husband. Lean thy head upon his bosom. Ask to be refreshed with the spiced wine of his pomegranate, and thou shalt be found of him at the last, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Seeing thou hast lived with him and live in him here, thou shalt abide with him forever. So writes Charles Spurgeon, speaking on the scripture John 15:4, where Christ tells us to abide in him. What a reminder. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Although it was long ago lived, yet his writings are still with us, and you still use them by your Holy Spirit to teach us. And we thank you. We thank you for that very thing. And Father, we ask that you receive our adoration, our praise, our glad rejoicing in the fact of our salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Receive our thanksgiving, receive our adoration, receive our glory that we offer to you, for you alone are worthy of all glory and honor. And Father, we ask you to work in the hearts and lives of those who listen to WHCB today, that some, even all, who are lost and in sin would come to faith in Jesus Christ this very day. Lord, you can do that. We can't. We don't have the ability to even understand it all. But you can save to the uttermost, and we ask you to do that using this ministry of WHCB in the lives of those who listen. Now, Father, we do ask for your provision, whatever the need may be, whether it be physical or mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, in the hearts and lives of these who listen and pray with us on a daily basis, for those who will be listening to the radio throughout the day. We ask you to make provision for them. We ask you to make provision for WHCB and its staff and volunteers so we can do the work you've called us to do. And we thank you for that. We give you praise for that. In the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. Amen.